Substance abuse, talked about it on Monday, talked about it yesterday. The VA's talked about it, and they're talking about it, and they're concerned about it. And we have Kevin Forrest talking about what the VA is doing for veterans on the veteran care side on substance abuse and some greater awareness. Kevin, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thank you, Jack, and Happy New Year. No, it's great. I've actually got two of our colleagues. Actually, it's Dr. Rebecca Lynch from our pain management service, and I've got Dr. Caitlin Moses that joined me, Jack, from our pharmacy service. And, you know, I wanted to have them reach out to our veterans this morning. You know, substance use, you know, it's something that we deal with in the veteran community and beyond, and that's why we're here. But especially their focus on our rural veterans who, you know, be more challenged to get to, you know, health care and just looking at our pain management, you know, programs and stuff here. So I thought it would just be a real great time to have them on air and give our veteran community some information about some of the latest successes and things that we're doing.
Well, thank you, Kevin, and doctors, thank you, and your experts, because I'm going to let you both maybe inform us on what you're seeing, what messages you want out there, any websites or phone numbers. Because we had Chris Stawaz on Monday. He's a regular on my show, Good Morning New Hampshire, and he's with American Medical Response, not with the VA, but, you know, the folks that are the EMTs, the ambulance responders in our largest cities, and they track fentanyl use and opioid, mostly fentanyl, and they're seeing an increase in fentanyl-related deaths, not just overdoses. And Narcan, as you know, can only do so much. And then there's a new, actually a drug that he told us Monday that they're starting to see that was really only used in the veterinary side, and they can't tell. Narcan doesn't affect that. So I think younger people, meaning like maybe under 40, are falling victim through addiction to some of the fentanyl use. What are you seeing in the veteran community? What types of addictions are there? I know alcohol, people can become alcoholic, but what other addictions are you worried about, and what drugs, and what do you do? You know, what's the message you want out there?
So sure. One of the first questions to answer is, where can people get help? I think one important phone number for people to have stuck in their mind is 988. It's the suicide prevention hotline. So it used to be a much longer phone number that was more difficult to remember in moments of crisis. So instead of 911, 988, and then press 1, similarly to the historical number, that will get to the Veterans Crisis Line. So that's a great option for people that are in a moment of crisis. 24/7, there's always somebody there to talk people through that moment of crisis and send help if it's necessary. There are texting options. There's options for using chat features online so it can be accessible to people with a wide variety of technological advancements, or people that just don't have those types of services. They can just call typical way of calling 988 and someone will answer the phone. We're here to actually to talk about something that we've seen as an improvement in Manchester. So we're going to start there, and then we can circle back around to some of those questions, if that's all right with you.
No, take it away. This is great information.
So the VA received a grant to improve access to pain management, and a major goal of this funding was to promote and facilitate the use of pain services within the VA, with special particular emphasis on those living in the rural areas. So we see that the people living in rural communities are at higher risk of overdose. And through this grant funding, we were able to hire a clinical pharmacist practitioner to assist with these pain services in those locations. And what with that grant, we're tracking a bunch of metrics, but one that really has improved is the distribution of naloxone, also known as Narcan or Kloxxado, to those veterans identified as having opioid use disorder or opioid dependence. So when we started tracking these metrics in March of 2020, only 21% of this population received naloxone. And when we last reviewed the metric in October of 2022, 58.6% of this population received naloxone.
So naloxone, like it sounds like a lot of people are already aware, is an opioid reversal drug.
Mm-hmm.
It's also called Narcan. We also are giving out Kloxxado, which is basically two Narcan kits in one, kind of to speak to that increase in the potency of some of the illicit substances that you were describing. So although this improvement that Caitlin described is a great stride, our goal as a facility is to reduce the stigma that's associated with Narcan
right.
use and the access to Narcan. We want to make sure that it's more universally available. So one of the things that I wanted to kind of speak to is, why is this important? So we all know about the people that are using fentanyl, and it's very important for those people to have access to Narcan and Kloxxado. But in general, we wanted to kind of bring it back to why this is important in a less stigmatized population. Mm-hmm. So I wanted you to imagine your grandpa's having surgery. He's prescribed morphine. The dose is right. The number of tablets is right. But imagine the surgeon didn't have access to a complete medication list and there's some sort of drug-drug interaction.
Right.
So you're sitting there with your grandpa. He's becoming more and more confused and he's breathing less often. He may not be blue, he may not be totally out of it,
right,
but he doesn't seem right.
And without Narcan, you know, it could happen. Hey, we have a heart out now, but I'd love to get you both on again. And he may be even in the next hour. We do have an opening at 10:35, but I'm going to let Kevin talk me offline. But great information and the best information, the number again to call for suicide prevention is?
988.
988. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you both.